Mishalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, Siyata Dishmaya. We've already seen a philosophy of Torah Hashem, Mamish, Pilei Pilos, thank God, very blessed. And this is the third shiur on the topic of Schus V'choy V'bedinei Mominis, based on the Torah Reina Rabbeinu, Agar Nagadol, Zecher Tzadik V'kadosh L'vrachol, Mishmol Zecher Tavis Kol Nefesh. And in the previous year, we established the yesod that when the Sifri says Atzav Eschem Ve'Isahi, what the Sifri is telling, and that means the 10 things that are different between Mominus and Nefashis, what the Sifri is saying is that Mominus only has the dinim of Mominus. And nothing additional that relates to the judges except what the psukim say. What the psukim don't say doesn't relate to mamonis. Only to nefashis. When it comes to nefashis, we have special halachas for the dayonim. And those are the 10 things that we find in the Mishnah. That these are dinim on the dayanim, and they apply dafka to nefashis, not mominus. By mominus, you only do what's the etzim din mom, avalom ashim osaf. And by nefashis, not only do you have the etzim din nefashis, but you also have special anhagas of dayanim, which are enumerated in the Mishnah. That's number one. Number two, we also saw that in the din of Yitzilu Eido, we have two inyanim. We have the Yitzilu Mitzad Hanogis Adayanim, and then we have Etzim Dinim that are designed to save the Nida. Ad Kan, that was B'tamtzis HaDvorim, was Mahab Gelernt in the Let the Shir, in the last Shir. That's what we learned. And that's the bottom line, in a nutshell. So now, we're going to take the ball and run with it. Now we want to be Miyashiv Taisvis. Taisvis, as we saw in the first cheer, says on the Mishnah, Lamed Beis, Afal and Sanhedrin, Afal Gav Deshovim B'Drishav Chakire, Nirsiv Mishpot Echot Yilechem. So when it comes to Drishan Chakire, they're the same. What's the same? Mominus and Nefashis. When it comes to matters that depend on schus and choiva, you can't equate them because it's not shaykh by dinei mamonis. As you saw, it's not shaykh because by mamon, what's chover for one is schus for the other, what's schus for one is choiva for the other. It's not shaykh to say, oh, always go for the schus. There is no such thing. So memela, only by nefashis you have to go for the schus. But not by mominus. So here we have a pasuk of Mishpat Echad Yelachem, and that's only by Drisha and Chakira to ask the questions, to cross examine the witnesses. But by going for the Schus and Choyva, that we don't have an equation between mominus and nefashis. That was Tosis. And in the first year, we asked a number of kashis on Tosfos. We said, what's the... If anyway, there's no such thing as chus and choiva. By mominus, then what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? And we also asked that we have a pasuk that comes to teach us about these Aseres HaDvorim. Why do you need a pasuk to tell you that we have these distinctions between mamonis and nefashis? And we know it on our own, because only by nefashis is there such a thing as going after this chus, but not by mamonis. also saw that Amaisa, there is such a thing as chosin choiva by mamonis, because whoever is the muhzak, whoever is the nitba, for him we consider it as chos. When he keeps it in a chova, when he doesn't, we look at it from his perspective. We also saw Taisis and Daf Beis in Sanhedrin, who asked the Kasha why we don't equate mamonis and nefashis. Ayat is mishpat echad. And they ply with the tzarechiyun. And we prove that the kasha is andvar matlim is chus v'choiva. Why don't we have that in dini mamonis? And the question is, what type of schus and chayv are they by dine mamas? Tos says later there is no such thing. So we'd like to explain Tesis by us, and we have to be makdim with the Ran writes and the Teretz of Tesis. Tosfos writes that there's no hekesh of mishpat echad b'dinei ha-mishnah, mishum d'loy shayich schus v'choyve b'dinei mamonis. Tosfos' answer was, there's no mishpat echad, because you can't have schus and choyve by dinei mamonis, because what's good for one is bad for the other. So ha-tenuch b'shar dinei ha-mishnah. But it says in the Mishnah that by dinei nefashis maschilin manatzad, you start from the smaller one. Why don't we say that by dinei mamonis also? Now it's trying to look for a schus, to fish out a schus. So that you can't say by mamonis, because what's a schus for is a chov for the other. But why can't you say by mamonis maschilin manatzad? You start from the small person, not from the big person. You can have that by mamonis. What's the problem? So, the Chan answers that the hekesh of mishpat echad yeh lechem is only coming, lo'yase elo be'ikir ha'din, is only coming to tell us the kabbalas ha'idus v'chayotzeva, like drish and chakira. That's what the mishpat echad is telling us. But an hagas ha'dayanim b'dinei nefashis, ein oishav l'dinei mamonis. But when it comes to an hagas ha'dayanim in the fashas, now we don't compare to mamonis, because we're more machmir in the fashas than we are in mamonis. So why don't we have maschil and menatzad? Why don't we have maschil and menatzad by dinei mamonis? And the answer is because the hekesh of mishpat echad is only when it comes to the Ikar Adin of Kabbalah's Eidus V'chayotzeba, like Dush and Chakira, receiving the Eidus, cross-examining the witnesses. But the way that Dayanim act in Dinei Nefashis is going to be different than Dinei Mamonis. That we don't learn from Mishpat. We're more Machmir in Nefashis than we are in Mamonis. Tosis doesn't answer that way. It's Mashmir L'chor, they don't hold that way in the Din of Mishpat. And then L'chor Yikshakushi Saran. If they hold me, well, why don't we say mishpat echad means maschilin menatzad? Why by dinei mamonis don't we say maschilin menatzad? In mashikase b'zeh baruch laner. But lefi dvareinu, afshar lomar kach, that teretz of Tosfos is like the Ran writes, that by dinei mamonis we don't have the dinei hadayonim that we have by dinei nefashis. Mamonis doesn't have the same dinim of dayonim that we have by nefashis. Tosfos agrees with the Ran. And it's not only misvorit, but that's what the drosh of the Sifri is, from the pasuk in Parshas Dvorim. Matzav eschem be'isahi. That only what applies to that by dinei mamonis, we only have es hadvorim v'adinim atzman bilvad. By mamonis, you only have the laws that apply to the mamon itself. And there are no special dinim on the dayanim like we have by dinim nefashis, except for what it says in the pasuk. But otherwise, there are no special dinim on the Dayanim of Dinei Nefashos. And therefore, it's not a kasha according to Tosfos. Why maschilim menatzad only by Nefashos and not by Mamonis? It's pashut why maschilim menatzad. Because what applies to the Dayanim is only going to be in the world of Nefashos and not in Mamonis. And maschilim menatzad is a din that applies to the Dayanim. What was bothering Tosfos was advarim hanoigim l'schus v'choiva. On matters that relate to schus and choiva, because Tosfos was learning, shene'emar b'ze gam dinim al guf adin, that schus and choiva applies to the guf adin as well, not only to anhagas hadayanim. And we learned in the previous year that this v'etzilu, that you do everything you can to save the person, applies not only to the anhagas hadayanim, but also applies to the etzem hadin. So on that Tosfos Akasha, since it's mischayiv came etzem hadinei mamonis v'lo rak b'anhagas hadayanim, hare mizeh mimeila mischayiv shiyu dinei ha-mishna gam b'dinei mamonis. Afal pi shein b'le maisa shel anhagas hadayanim. Afal pi shein b'dinei mamonis din b'fnei atzmo aleim b'zeh. U'mishum shum bal kulchenu, yesh lodun go'ifin zeh, machmas ma shezeh o ma sheyesh nu be'etzem adin shel dinei mamonis, sheyehu bo'ifin shel s'chus. So l'maisa, it applies to the Dayanim, because it's the Dayanim who are looking for the Schus, but that's also part of the Etzem Din of Mamon. Tosfos is learning that Schus and Chova apply to the Guf HaDin as well, not to Anhagas HaDayanim. And what applies to a Guf HaDin applies equally to Mamonis and Nefashos. So therefore, by Mamonis also, we should say the same dinim that we have by Nefashos. Because it applies to the dinim as well, not only to the Dayanim. Because in that Zilo Eido we have, it's a din on the Beis Din, but it's also a din on the Etzem Dinim of Nefashos, as we proved in the previous year. D'memeila mischayiv mizeh ladun oisim boifin kazeh v'kevin shal zeh kein koi hekish de mishpat echad arei gamim naktina me'amiyut b'sifri shafichen enu kibedinei nefashos b'chiv dinei adayanim. You're right, we have the Hekesh, we have the limit from the Sifri, that when it comes to Dinei HaDayanim, we don't equate Nefashos and Mamonis. But the Pasuk doesn't tell us She'enes HaDvarim Ha'ele B'Dinei Mamonis, Ela Rak Ne'emar She'esh Leilich B'Dinei Mamonis Rak L'fi Dinei HaDvarim V'lo B'Dinei HaShefet. What the Pasuk tells us, as we learned in the previous year, is that we were Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin, we're talking about Dayanim of Dinei Mamonis, and then Pasuk Yitches says, but that's all you have. But Dayanim Dinei Mamonis, you just have the Dinim that apply to Dinei Mamonis. Whatever Dinim apply to Dinei Mamonis, they keep it, not to Dinei HaShefet. The question is, but you have Mishpat Echad. So, and what does Mishpat Echad say? That it does apply to Dinei Mamonis. So the Mishnah says that it doesn't apply to Dinei Mamonis. These Dinim of Schus and Chova. But Schus and Chova relate not only to, Schus and Chova relate not only to the Dayanim, but also to the Etzem Hadin. Therefore, it should apply to Dine Mamonas just like it applies to Dine Nefashis. And yet it doesn't apply to Dine Mamonas. If it doesn't apply to Dine Mamonas, then what do we do with the Hekesh of Mishpat Echad? Mishpat Echad says that in the Dinim, we do equate them. There's one Mishpat for Mamonas, and that you follow the Dinim of Mamonas just like you follow the Dinim of Nefashis. And there's a din in Nefashis that you go after this chus. So that din should also apply in Mamonas. That you go after this chus. That's what was bothering Tosfos. How does that fit with the Mishpat Echad? When it comes to pure and Hagas HaDayan and Menachinan, you don't equate the two. But when it comes to the Etzem HaDinim, then the Pasuk is telling us, Pasuk Yitches, that Vatzav Eschem Beisei Hilemar, Vatzav Eschem Beisei Yisad Vorem Eil Asher Tasa, that what, that whatever applies to the dinim is going to be equal between mamonas and nefashos, but not anything additional. Just this advar mishir tanasim, just these things. Just the dinim and not in hagas hadayanim. But the dinim are equal. And since one of the dinim of nefashos is of the etzim dinim nefashos, like we saw in the previous year, is to go after the schus, so that should apply to mamonas as well. Because of mishpat echad yeh lechem, and yet we don't say that. The question is, that was what was bothering Tosfos. They're not bothered by maschilim and atzah, that's dayanim. But they're bothered by the going after the schus thing. Lashon haTosfos, leinim mili d'tali b'schus v'chayva. What about matters that are related to dependent on schus and chova? Why don't we equate them? When it comes to Drisha and Chakira, they're equal. Because of Mishpat Echad, but not merely the Tali v'schus v'chayv. The question is, why not? So Tosis again is understanding that when it comes to the Dayanim, there's going to be a difference. But now when it comes to the Etzem HaDinim, when it comes to the Etzem HaDinim, they're going to be equal. Mishpat Echad Yeh Lechem. And yet they're not equal. So what are you going to do with the Mishpat Echad Yeh Lechem? עכשיו, אנחנו רוצים לבאר את התירוץ של התוספות. אז מעתה נראה בביור תירוץ התוספות, שנראה שמה שכתב הרן, שסחוס וחויבו, שייכים גם בדיני מומנס, כלפי הסחוס של הנתבע, שבו הן לא הוציא ממנו, אין הוויניין לעיקר הדין, במה שישנו בדיני נפושס כנער, דין בעצם לילך אחר הסחוס. דעת הרן writes that סחוס and חויבה are שייך even by דיני מומנס, vis-a-vis the סחוס of the נתבע. What do we see in the Ran? There is a schus and choyva by Mamonis. Why is there a schus and choyva by Mamonis? Because whoever the nitba, the, for him it's a schus. We view it vis-a-vis the nitba. So that is not about, that doesn't relate to the ikar hadin. That there's a din be'etzem le'achar ha'schus. D'mikol mokom b'dinei Mamonis kol shu schus l'zeh, choyva l'zeh. When we talk about the etzem hadin, the ikar hadin, by Mamonis, what's a schus for one is a chover for the other. So then you can't say by Mamonis, go after the schus. Ma pitom, you should go after the schus. Whatever the schus for one is a chover for the other. Ain't kaze deva. Ain't kaze deva. V'yevshar la'gdir et adin atzmo k'din shel schus kol shu l'mais ha'chover shel Hashem. You can't define it as a din of schus if l'mais it's a chover of the other guy. So what did the Ran mean? When the Ran said that schus ha'nit was considered the schus, and the choyva sanit was considered a choyva, who rak b'mashen nitbair b'din, b'shiyashno b'din ein nefashos, lo rak mitzad etzem adin, ela gam mitzad ha'mahalach shel ha'shoyfeit, ve'ha'beiz din, ha'donim esodom. That's only in the din of nefashos, not the etzem din nefashis that you go after the schus, but the shofet, the beis din. There, ikaro din al yachas lagavre, hanidon, lerot shetiyabo atzela v'choivo. That's the way we're looking at it. It's our perspective, the perspective of the dayanim, the perspective of the dayanim. They're going after the schus. So there, we can say that by dinei mominis, they have to be concerned with the schus of the nitba that they're coming. That they're coming lahotzi mimenu. That they're coming to extract from him. In other words, as far as the siachsus of the beis din, what's a choy for one is a schus for the other, and vice versa. But as far as the beis din is concerned, they're going to relate to the nitba. The schus and chov are going to relate to the nitba, as far as the beis din is concerned, because he's the one holding on to it, and therefore, as far as they're concerned, schus means let him keep it, and chove means take it away from him. That's their siachsus. So this is also shaykh mitzad the etzem adin b'dinei mamonis. You can also have this, meaning schus and chayva, because there is such a concept of schus and chayva. Klapi the beis din. El sharei al zeh ne'amar b'kra d'leka klal inyan zeh b'dinei mamonis. If we don't have this by mamonis, we only have by nefashis going after this chus, but not by mamonis. V'lo al zeh u'mashakasev mishpat echad. And not on that it says that you equate them mishpat echad. U'memeil she'en lodun kan el rak ala mischayev mitzad etzem adin. Because there can yesh no adin shel mishpat echad. Remember, whenever it comes to the dayanim, we have a pasuk that when it comes to the dayanim, only in nefashos we have a special rule of going after this chus, but not by mominus. That's the pasuk of vatzave eschem beisehi. That only when it comes to nefashos we have special dinim by mominus for the dayanim. By mominus we only have the din atzma. So when you talk about the siachsus of the beis din to the as for schus and chova, that's only going to apply to nefashos, but not to mominus. Because there are no special dinim on the beis din, besides what it says in the pasuk. But not this going after the schus. Only by nefashos. Oh, so as far as this yachsus the dayanim, so there's going to be a difference between the nefashos and mamonis. Because only by nefashos we say that there's special dinim of going after the schus. And only by nefashos we say going after the schus relates to the beis din, that could be a schus for one and a chovah for the other, because it's a schus for the nitva. We relate schus and chovah to the nitva, not to the toveh, because it's a job of the beis din to seek out what's right for the nitva, because he's the one who's muchsuk. Memela, that's not going to apply to mamis. However, what about the etzem adin? What about the etzem adin? We said the etzem adin, there is such a thing as the etzem adin. We do equate the two. We do equate mamonis and nefashos. Well, memela, shein lodun kan el rak al mischay mitzad etzem adin. Shal zeh ken yesh no adin b'mishpacha. B'mishpacha we do say b'etzem adin. Hazeh shapir kosva atoysis leishach b'etzem adin. Shal dinim mamonis chus v'choyva. Achrei shis chus lezeh, choyva lezeh. Ah, the etzem adin is not relevant, because what's a chus for one is a choyva for the other. There's no objective standard. By the dayanim, there's an objective standard. Their job is to look at the nitba, and schus and chov relate to the nitba. But when it comes, and memela doesn't apply to the mamonis. This is in on the dayanim, and we have a miut that it doesn't apply to the miut that it doesn't apply to the to mamonis, only to the fashis. What about the etzem adin? The etzem adin, you have to go after the schus. There we do have a mishpat echad. So in that tosis writes, no. An etzem adin, there's no such thing as schus and chover. There it's completely subjective. What's a schus one is a chover for the other. And therefore, mitzad that, it doesn't apply to dini mamonis either. So it doesn't apply to dinim beside the dayanim because only dinim that are special, that dinim special dinim only apply to nefashas. And as far as etzem adin goes, ain't kaze davar schus v'chayva. Because what's the schus one is a chayv for the other. And therefore the ma'aseh, there's no steer to the dinim mishpat echad. The basel that kol mashmal on the masnisin al pi akra shepirshu ha-sifri. Shapir yesh b'zeh kol mashmal on gadol ba-masnisin. So therefore there's no steer to the dinim mishpat echad. After the chiddush of the Mishnah, based on the Sifri. And the Sifri tells us the 10 distinctions. And that's not a steer to Mishpat Echad. Because we do say Mishpat Echad, that when it comes to the very dinim, you follow the dinim. There's one din of, you follow the etzim dinim of Mamanus, and you follow the etzim dinim of Fashus, and there's going to be no difference. So then why don't we equate them when it comes to looking for Schus and Chova? The answer is, because as far as the Dayanim go, so there we do make a distinction between Mamanus and Nefashis. And the special din of going after the Schus only applies to the Nefashis and not Mamanus. And there we have an objective standard that there is such a thing as Schus and Chayva. It's the Bezin's job to go after the Schus and not the Chayva for the Nitba. But that's only going to apply to Nefashis, not to Mamanus. So there, there's going to be no Mishpat Echad. That Mishpat Echad doesn't apply to it. What does Mishpat Echad apply to? The Etzem Adin. Yeah, but the Etzem, there is no Schus and Chayva. My Mela can't apply it. It can't apply it to Mamanus. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That is a big Chiddush. This whole Shtickle Torah is a big Chiddush. Otherwise, you would equate Mamanus and Nefashis. But here you have to come to this whole Lamdus that Mishpat Echad only applies to the Dinim and not to the Dayan. And schus and chayva doesn't apply to dinim, because by dinim, what's the schus for one is a chayva for the other, and only by dayanim it applies. And therefore, it's only in dinim nefashis that you say that the dayanim look for the schus. There's a big chiddush in the Mishnah, and that's why we need a pasuk lafukei dinim mamanus from these 10 things. Otherwise, you would think without the pasuk, you would think to equate them, because we have a. Because we have schus and chayva in Mamanus. Whoever's the nitba is a schus. But that's why the pasuk tells you no, but it doesn't apply to the dayanim. Without the pasuk, you would say that it does apply to the dayanim. The dayanim have to go for the schus of the nitba, and the pasuk tells you not like that. Ve'osa shapir heitev b'siyata d'shmaya divrei toises atmuim. Baruch Hashem. Pilei pilei plos, my rabbi say. Pilei pilei plos. And with this, we can also explain the toises harosh. And we need to explain asach zachin, my rabbi say. Sach zachin. Everything we explained earlier, we asked earlier, but hopefully that'll be for the next segment. In the meantime, ra'inu niflaot, v'sheh HaKadosh Baruch Hu rak yamshich la'arot lanu niflaot. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. If it's not clear, anyone can contact me, and I'll be happy to try to clarify as much as I can. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.